You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
All right, everyone, back at it again. Build Assets Online, joeandmike.com. Here we are.
What?
I switched it up on you guys. Just seeing if you're paying attention. Seeing if you're paying attention. In this episode, we're talking about SEO and how to make an extra $10,000 per day with SEO on Shopify with your dropshipping store, ideally. And if you didn't see part one of this, there's going to be a link in the description. This is going to be a multi-part series. Be sure to go watch part one. So the second part is about creating content. And creating content is kind of going to be, I don't know, like a good analogy. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's the bread and butter, but I will say creating content and building links, which was part one on building links. That's kind of your bread and butter for having SEO success with your drop. So it's like two slices of toast, you know?
Sure.
Because who wants to eat one slice? You got to have two slices. If you're having anything less though, if you're someone that has one slice of toast and calls that like a breakfast, like I remember my friends from England, they'd be like, "Oh, just have a slice of toast and a tea for breakfast," and that was it. So if you're doing that, get out of here.
Okay. Enough of the analogies, I guess. They get it.
All right. So we're gonna talk about creating content. It's an important thing. So we showed you in the last episode about this. If you didn't watch it, go watch it. We showed you about building backlinks. Now, creating content is a way to rank for more keywords other than the keywords that your product pages are going to rank for. So say you're selling Honda lawnmower model 7,200, you know, your site might start to rank for that thing, that specific keyword, but it's not going to rank for other commercial related terms like best lawnmower or like best lawnmower for small yard or best lawnmower for women or best lawnmower for large lawn or small lawn. So this is the type of stuff that you can create content for and the type of stuff that we recommend creating content for, because if we think about the buying funnel, this is kind of like that medium portion of the funnel. I believe this is where most people are in the funnel. So like you have most people are in this, well, most people are at the top where they're just thinking about like, maybe I'll get a lawnmower. And then once they start researching, that's the phase before they start actually typing in Honda lawnmower into Google.
Yeah, sure. More people are searching lawnmower than are searching Honda lawnmower or Honda lawnmower versus whatever.
Right. Or they're trying to figure out what's the best lawnmower for their small yard.
Yeah. So generally you'd have more generic searches being more commonly searched. And then, yeah. You would need to know that there's a Honda lawnmower before you could search it. So
exactly. So this is where you capture a lot of really, really good customers by creating this type of content and answering people's specific questions. So if you look at this Google autocomplete here, we have best lawnmower for small yard, best lawnmower for large lawn, best lawnmower for small lawn, best lawnmower for women. So these are all amazing topics that you can create content about. And we're going to be doing a special episode called the SEO Entities episode, where I'm going to get into a bit more detail on exactly how you should structure that content. But even without that information, I would go out and create this kind of content right now, because you know it's going to be a little bit of time for this to actually rank in Google. And you know, let's take a look at this second page. Yeah, let's go to the third slide here. When you type in a query to Google, start making this type of content. This is called a best X for Y keyword. And you're just putting people answering the exact question they need to know. If they're a woman, what type of lawnmower should they buy? Those are the type of keywords that you should be creating a best X for Y, because you're putting people in touch with the lawnmower that they're looking for. And the lawnmowers you should recommend are the products that you're selling on your dropshipping store. And so the next type of keyword I want to talk about is called a versus keyword. And this is a little bit farther down the funnel, I would say, right, Mike?
Generally, I would agree with that.
So this is when someone has kind of done a little research and they say they realize they have a large yard and Honda and Toro lawnmowers are great for large yards. And now they want to compare those two. So they type in Honda lawnmower versus Toro lawnmower. and they want to know what's the difference. And you'll find that these are some of the most easiest keywords to rank for, because you'll see I typed in Honda lawnmower versus Troy built, and the first ranking thing is Reddit. And you can easily outrank Reddit with a decent, half decent piece of content. So a lot of these keywords are actually wide opened, and I'd recommend going for them.
Yeah. So when Joe said start writing these articles, we mean it.
Yeah.
Write them right now.
Yeah. Get off your...
Get Reddit out of here. I'm sick of Reddit. Why is there a lawnmower subreddit?
Yeah. Get off your butt and write the articles, guys. but it's important when you're looking at these keywords and creating this content, you have to think about where they are in the buying funnel. So this next example I have is lawn tractor versus lawn mower. And this was something that came up in Google. And this is someone who is looking at this. Their buying intent is not as high as if they're searching Honda lawnmower versus Toro lawnmower, but they are looking to buy probably pretty soon. So this kind of takes a bit lower priority than some of the keywords I showed you before, like the best lawnmower for this and Honda lawnmower versus that. But these are great keywords as well to, you know, get people that are just doing their initial research. And then the best part is when they see all the different models, they go back to Google and then start searching again about for the comparison type stuff. And then your website comes up again.
That's what I was going to say, Joe. It's a bit, this is like an active approach to the buying funnel. And so, you know, we talk a lot about how to get customers when they're at certain stages of the buying funnel, but that's a great way to get started. And that's like how we got started. But really the next level of the game is to start working customers down your own buyer funnel. And this is how you do that, right? So if a customer is searching lawn tractor versus lawn mower, and then they get to your article, well, you're going to tell them the difference and you're going to show them a bunch of different brands. And now they're going to take that information and say, oh, okay. Either they're going to click on your products directly and, you know, begin that research now, because maybe you put a Honda whatever on there, and now they're going to start searching that. And hopefully you should be coming up quite substantially when they're searching, but you've just taken them from up here to a little bit lower. And that's really how you can make just a crazy amount of money doing this, because think about the buying funnel. How many more customers are all the way at the top versus down right at the bottom already searching that Honda lawn tractor model and everything like that? So if you can tap into that big pool and work them down yourself and work them down within your own ecosystem, then you know what happens next.
Yeah. What's on the next slide? Oh, well, that was kind of what I wanted to cover for this presentation. But I know a lot of you are going to be asking, what about search volume? Because everyone is obsessed with search volume, search volume, search volume. And if you're a beginner to SEO, I cannot stress this enough, especially if you are doing SEO for your high ticket dropshipping store and you're just getting started, do not worry about search volume. Look, see if a query auto-completes in Google. And if it does auto-complete in Google and there's, you know, again, Reddit's ranking for it, or there's very other few pages that are ranking for it, you can skip part one, which you should go watch anyway. Link is in the description. You can skip part one of building backlinks, because you can rank for those kind of things without any backlinks to your whole website. So I don't care if something gets searched 5 times per month. If I'm going to invest $20, $30 into an article, even $50 into an article, and it gets me one sale per year that makes me $1,000 or $500 on a, I don't know about a lawnmower, but something else, maybe if it's a nice lawnmower, then I don't care about the search volume. And it's great practice. And I'd rather, you know, even if Honda lawnmower versus, I don't know, Kawasaki lawnmower has like 10 searches per month, I want to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's stop thinking about search volume if you're starting out. If you're a little bit farther along, we can have a more in-depth discussion on how to pick out and rank for high search volume keywords, short tail keywords, but I would say that they're not necessary for now.
Okay, point taken.
And oftentimes what you'll find is that you can rank for short tail, huge volume keywords. So for example, lawnmower versus lawn tractor, there's a chance that you're gonna show up for lawn tractor, because when someone types into Google lawn tractor, Google doesn't necessarily know what their intent is. So there's a chance that they might be looking for information. So Google might put in your lawn tractor versus lawnmower article somewhere on the first page, just because it's different than everything else out there. And Google wants to show a wide variety of results to cater to all the different meanings of that search.
Yeah, and we're not just saying that. That is something that actually does happen all the time, and we've seen that firsthand. And so this is why I don't like talking about search volumes, even when it comes to shopping ads. I don't want to derail the conversation too much, but if you're familiar with our content, you know that we talk about paid traffic as well. We talk about Google shopping ads, and the same thing applies. People ask us all the time, oh, I was going to go after this brand, but I looked them up on Keyword Planner and they have no volume and this, this, and that. And the reality is, until you're actually really experienced doing this, your ability to analyze search volume and how things may play out is really, really beginner level. Because like you said, Joe, stuff like that can happen all the time. There's a whole distribution of keywords that you can show up for, and it's not necessarily indicative of what that brand's like general search volume is when you type it in Keyword Planner. So, just don't even worry about it for now. And we've seen things that have like 0 to 25 search volume. We actually rank for those exact things, and it has way more when it push comes to shove and the traffic starts coming in for that exact keyword.
Exactly. And I think part of the reason for this is, Mike, a lot of these keyword tools, at least partially or fully, pull their search keyword volume from Google itself. So they either do that partially or they do that fully. And Google, for whatever reason, doesn't like to give their information or the search volume accurately for long tail keywords. It's either because they can't, or they don't like it for ads because they don't care so much about people bidding on a long tail keyword that's going to get 10 clicks per month. It's not going to make them much money. So they would rather focus more on showing you higher volume keywords.
Yeah, I don't think Google has much incentive to really put all that energy into providing that kind of information because they're not going to make a lot of money from it.
Yeah, but the way their search algorithm works, if you're searching for best lawnmower for 5'4", 5'4" person, 5'4" stocky bald man, it's
you're not 5'4".
Nah, I know, but George Costanza is, and you can see that big Seinfeld fans here at Build Assets Online. Anyway,
SEO is making me thirsty.
Me too. I'm gonna take a drink. I almost wore that shirt today too, the pretzel shirt. Anyway, yeah, Google's not going to show you the volume for best lawnmower for stocky bald man, but people could be searching that. At least if it comes up in the Google autocomplete, there's a chance that people are looking for something like that. And again, even if it makes you one sale per year, then that's good. But use the autocomplete as your guide. Don't look at the actual volume. See what Google is actually autocompleting when you search for stuff. Type in lawnmower A, lawnmower B, lawnmower C, see what kind of long tail things come up. Anyway, that's about it, guys. Be sure to check out the other episodes in this series, buildassetsonline.com/playbook to watch our web class. And that's about it.
Yeah, so hope you enjoyed. Hope it was informative. And take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.